AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the attack on its clinic in Kunduz in Afghanistan, President Obama spoke by telephone with the leader of Doctors Without Borders, Dr. Joanne Liu, to apologize.
When we make a mistake, we're honest about it. We own up to it. We apologize where necessary, as the president did in this case. And we implement the kinds of changes that make it less likely that those kinds of mistakes will occur in the future.
That's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The attack killed at least 22 people. Doctors Without Borders U.S. Executive Director Jason Cohn says there was no reason for the attack.
They knew, absolutely knew what we were doing. The fact that we had hundreds of patients had treated that past week, and we had close to 200 people in the hospital, staff and patients, and that it was an active, functioning hospital that should be respected and protected.
The group wants to know if the attack violated the Geneva Conventions. The prosecutor in Roseburg, Oregon, says the gunman at Umpqua Community College was shot by police before he took his own life. Rick Weisenberg credits the two plainclothes officers.
They had little regard for their own personal safety, and they saved many, many lives that day with their heroic acts.
Gunman Christopher Harper Mercer killed 9 people. Coastal areas of South Carolina still face the threat of flooding.
Please be on guard. Please be ready that you may see voluntary, mandatory evacuations. The water is flowing, and as it is flowing, we are watching.
That is Governor Nikki Haley. And the Carolinas, flooding in the Carolinas has killed at least 19 people. The Coast Guard is ending the search in the Atlantic later today for the crew of the container ship El Faro. It's believed the ship sank during Hurricane Joaquin. 33 people were on board. The ship went down somewhere near the Bahamas. Wall Street, about an hour before the close, stocks remain higher. The Dow is up about 50 points. This is AP Radio News. Some Obama administration officials got an earful from a House committee looking into dietary guidelines. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The guidelines, which are written every 5 years, are due at year's end, and changes in a government advisory committee's recommendations clearly bothered lawmakers. That panel's backed off stricter limits on salt and now says dietary cholesterol isn't a nutrient of concern for overconsumption. Congressman Colin Peterson says people have lost confidence in the guidelines.
And they are just flat out ignoring this stuff.
Agriculture Secretary Vilsack and HHS Secretary Burwell told the panel that some of the changes are because the scientific consensus on issues like cholesterol have changed. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Billy Joe Royal has died. Royal crossed from pop to country music. His biggest hit was 50 years ago, Down in the Boondocks. Billy Joe Royal was 73. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.